It's Friday, the 22nd of May, day 62. If there were a competition to design a virus that would cause maximum disruption to what is loosely called Western civilization, then COVID-19 would win first prize. In awarding it, the judges would regard some of its properties as the product of pure genius. Consider, for example, the way that it arranges that victims can be infectious for 5 days before they display any overt symptoms. And even better, that some of them display no symptoms at all, so that it's impossible to tell who is a danger to others and who is completely harmless. 10 points. Then there's the external architecture of the virus. A sphere with those spikes sticking out, reminding one of a World War I anti-ship mine. The spikes hook onto the ACE2 enzyme, which is most abundant in lung tissue, and this enables them to enter the cell to use it as a host. And this is brilliant because cells all over the body have the ACE2 enzyme in different densities. So the virus has numerous sites for hooking up, which enables it to cause all kinds of different havoc all over the place. Again, 10 points. Other features which drew comment from judges included the ingenious ways the virus messes with the human immune system. First of all, suppressing it, and then triggering massive overreaction, which sometimes overwhelms the patient. 8 points for ingenuity. Of course, no virus is perfect, and one or two judges might enter some reservations, pointing out, for example, that the designer failed to notice that the virus was vulnerable to the simplest of substances, ordinary soap and water. But overall, as a disruptive killer, COVID-19 is a sensational success. It has inhabitants of the whole of the industrialized world cowering in their caves and afraid to go out to work. And it has those who hope to lure them back to work taking the most astonishing precautions to try and alleviate their concerns. Take, for example, Salesforce, a large and very successful tech company based in San Francisco. As the company reopens in phases, employees who are cleared to return will start their day by logging online for a daily wellness check. They'll be asked things like whether they're experiencing any potential symptoms of COVID-19 or have been in contact with anyone infected. If they're cleared, the app will then assign them a 30-minute window arrival time at the office, designed to avoid employee bottlenecks at the elevator banks. We realized almost right away there was a choke point, and that was the elevator, a Salesforce executive told MIT's Tech Review reporter. Staggering arrival times for the 8,000 employees who work in the San Francisco office, she said, was the only way we'd be able to manage this giant Jenga puzzle. Employees will have to wear masks as they enter the building, take their temperature at a touchless kiosk, and swipe an ID badge that grants them access to floors and elevators. It will also note where they set foot and by extension with whom they may have interacted, in case they do later turn out to have COVID-19. In the lift, a sign will remind them not to talk to the few other employees allowed in the lift at the same time. Finally, they'll arrive at a freshly disinfected desk where adjacent rows have been removed, and there they can finally take off their masks and get to work. And that's just one company. My guess is that organizations all over the world are making these kinds of preparations as I speak. Spacing out desks, thinning the number of conference room chairs, installing antimicrobial surfaces, adding thermal scanners, altering air conditioning systems, putting down floor markings, and mandating rigorous cleaning protocols. And some are going further still, offering or even requiring virus testing for workers returning to the office, and employing sensors, dongles, and other tools to ensure they remain a safe distance apart, or inform them when they've crossed paths with a colleague who later learns he or she was infected. At least one outfit is selling dongles that everyone has to wear, which buzz whenever they get too close to someone, and probably logs the identity of that person. Among other things, every day from now on will be Christmas for the makers of surveillance kit. Welcome to the coronavirus era workplace. Not bad for a naturally occurring virus, eh? Call it nature's riposte to humanity's hubris.